What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast. After a long break, we are back and we are better than ever. You know, we took a really long break because I had to go through an audit of all Days Off operations. And I just noticed there's like a severe problem that we were dealing with, and that was diversity and inclusion. I think that, you know, there's too many dudes. And it was too Jewish. So I had to fire Alex. And now we have our new host who's here today. Everybody, welcome our new host, Kitty Reynolds. Kitty, what is going on?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm happy to be here, Corey. Thanks for having me. Just for diversity.
Yeah.
Just for the sole sake of diversity. You know, two Caucasians having a good time now.
Yeah, it's great.
One less dick. But I can't promise that I'm more feminine than Alex.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It was too many cocks, pretty much. And then I was like, all right, we have to get rid of him. Alex, me and him, just to clear the air, we are still close. He's doing his little book club with his girlfriend right now. So just like, he didn't have time for this, so he bailed on me.
He loves to read.
Big reader, that guy.
That's what we love about him.
But yeah, I mean, like, you know, people are going to ask me, like, so why, you know, why did you bring Kitty? Like, oh, you obviously brought Kitty because she's, like, you know, really funny comedian. She's, like, really good at social media. You know, she's, like, this, that. She's the entire package. And no, that's
not
the answer.
Keep going.
The real answer is that chicks sell. And, you know, that's what pretty much why we needed you here.
Chicks sell. I have to say, yeah, it's no one likes a sausage fest.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, no, I take that back. I love a sausage fest in the right context.
Yeah.
You know, if it's, let's say I walk into a party and it's 20 dudes and you, you're like, oh, I'm the belle of the ball.
Yeah, that's great.
I am the snack of this hang.
All eyes on me.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah. I mean, that's what I say when I walk in with 20 dudes. I'm like, let's go.
Let's go. That's what women in San Francisco must feel like.
Yeah, why? I've never been there.
The ratio is really good for women there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to move there.
No.
I don't understand the hype around San Francisco, to be honest. I went there once during the summer, and I was like, it's fucking freezing. Why am I here?
Shots fired. Yeah, what is...
It's like 60 degrees.
The weather is the same year-round, kind of, right?
Yeah.
That's like the thing.
What is good about that place?
I mean, my sister lives there.
Okay.
So that's a plus.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But in terms of like what's the actual unique benefit of living there...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just the romanticization of Full House, in my opinion.
I was actually going to kind of say something similar about that. Like, I think Full House, like, blew up the San Fran market.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I guess Golden State Warriors, but I don't know. There's
right.
Nothing... The tech industry, is that San Fran kind of?
Tech is good. I guess if you want to meet a partner who is very, like, driven and you know that they make a lot of money, that's your city.
That's your city?
Yeah,
but that could also be here, kind of.
Yeah, that's true. But there's a lot of riffraff here.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's too many different types of people.
Yeah.
San Fran, you know what you're getting.
Right.
Pell tech nerd who only, like, hangs out in, like, 60-degree cloudy weather all year.
Right. May have grown up with high socioeconomic status.
Yeah.
I feel like, though, Friends is what brought a lot of people to New York.
Do you think? Now, New York was always New York. Friends was just, like, you know, another... Are you a big Friends fan?
I like it as a passive watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I don't actually... Like, I have my active watches and my passive watches.
Oh, okay.
And it feels good to have,
divided?
Like...
Divided? You have, like, a whole little notebook? Or?
I don't have a notebook, but I have them in my head of, like... One, like, if I'm actually watching a show that requires thought and focus, and then everything else is like a comfort watch
or
just background noise.
I've never watched Friends like front to end. I just, you know, sometimes when it's on, I see it. Do you know what I do now? All TV shows now are being watched via TikTok with a game on the bottom of the screen.
Do you
see those? Yeah, you don't tell me you see those.
No.
Oh my God, my entire TikTok feed is like Family Guy on top, and then some guy playing an iPhone game on the bottom. You've never seen these?
No.
Oh my God, they are all over TikTok. That's crazy that you don't see these.
Wait, what?
So it's like the attention span thing. One, it's the combination of two things. It's attention span and, like, you know, it's weird because if I post the video that I created on two separate accounts, the second account that it gets posted on, TikTok will be like, no, you stole this video. But people are legitimately putting full SpongeBob and Family Guy and, like, Friends episodes on TikTok. But what they do is they split screen it. With, like, these you know, people playing these, like, games on their iPhone. So it's kind of like a satisfying game you're watching. And it's also Family Guy that you're watching. So it's, like, it's weird because people can't even just like watch TV. They need like some sort of side thing going on for their right. ADD. So it's crazy.
That freaks me out.
I can't believe you've never seen these. I will start sending you. It is my entire feed.
Yeah, send it to me.
Modern Family, there's a bunch of those. I'm like pretty much just watching TV on TikTok. It's like funny. Be like, oh, do you like watch? Did you see this movie? Like, oh, yeah, I'm like part 3 out of 452 on the TikTok feed. People just like post full episodes. Not full episodes, but it's like part 1, part 2, part 3.
That's what. But okay, so this begs the question. Do you have diagnosed ADD? Or ADHD?
Like, that's a tricky, that's a gray area question because I have been prescribed Adderall before, but it was by my uncle who is a plastic surgeon.
Okay.
But like, I probably do have ADD. What happened was is like my mom, it's funny because my parents never wanted me really to be on Adderall, but like obviously I wanted to.
Right.
So
for the clout.
For the clout and you know, so I could think, mm-hmm. but mostly for the clout. but it's funny because like my mom would, I would tell my mom I need to go to doctors, but my mom would tell the doctor before every single, appointment that I had with a doctor, she'd go to him and be like, we have like a really big history of addiction in our family. So obviously the doctor isn't going to prescribe me the Adderall.
Don't cock block me Addy.
She was legitimately cock blocking me on the Addy.
And like, I get it now.
And look at me now. If I got prescribed Adderall, I would have probably been a lawyer, doctor, astronaut.
Right.
Yeah. So
you could have been better than this.
Yeah. Bitter in the ass. Now I'm just embarrassing her.
Look, mom, see what you did? Now I'm a functioning human.
Yeah. It's your
Fuck
fault.
Okay. My thing is, I've never been diagnosed or anything, but I definitely feel very fucking ADHD. Like, mm-hmm.
Have you ever taken Adderall?
Yes, but only for partying.
See, that is the strangest thing to me when people tell me that. I never take it for partying, ever. I'm like, I just take it and I'm like, I'm fucking sick at math now. It's great.
That's so funny because I was scared to be someone who was hooked on it for studying in college. So I always told myself, I was like, oh, if I go to like law school or something, I'll start taking Adderall then. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up being the case that I never got a graduate degree and just started drinking heavily when I graduated college. Well, I was always drinking heavily, but then I just started drinking more frequently after college, which is insane. And then I started doing Adderall more as just like a light alternative to cocaine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, it's Friday. We'll do Adderall instead. But I do feel like, correct me. Please feel free to push back. I feel like a lot of people are talking about, oh, I'm diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. But it feels like a social contaminant. Like, it feels like something we're all getting because of the way we're using our phones and because of the way we're, like, going about life.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's some genetic thing that some people are just like, oh, your brain is different. It's like, no, we all have the propensity to have attention deficit depending on how you live your life and how much dopamine is getting, like, thrown around and stuff.
Yeah. I have no counterpoint to that. I think what you were alluding to, like your phones and everything. I think if there was a line before of like, this is ADD, this is ADHD, the phone raised the line.
Yeah.
Because now everybody is like getting to that level. So like, I think, yeah, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a little bit, I don't like that. The fact that those things exist on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I cannot believe you haven't seen it. I think my personal, like if I were to be, you know, running for president of the United States, mm-hmm. here's what we would have. We would have one Adderall day for everybody.
Okay.
And one Xanax day for everybody.
That's cute.
Yeah. It would just be it. It'd probably be Monday and Sunday. It would be back to back.
Okay. Yeah. Like you get the Monday Sunday is Xanax, Monday is Adderall.
Yeah. One extremely productive day. And then one.
Oh, Corey's popular.
Yeah. It was my stupid fucking friend who was going to do the podcast with me. But then bailed.
Wow, boo.
Yeah, he's a loser. I told him he could be our producer, but here he is, not producing.
So, where the fuck is he? I don't see him.
Huge piece of shit. That's who he is.
Piece of shit. What's his name? Or do we not?
Max Bachner. He's like, I can't. I'm too busy. I'm like, busy doing fucking what, dude? You don't do goddamn shit. That's what I, you know, it's
fuck you, Max, you piece of shit.
It, you know, it's weird to me, like, as a comedian, like, you know, we have our jobs, and then we go out, and then we do comedy all night, and then we come back, and then, like, I'm talking to my friends about, like, doing this, that, and the other, and, like, dude, I just don't have any time. I'm like, all you have is time. What are you talking about? You just, you, there's only one thing you do, and it's your job from 9 to 5. You don't do fucking shit after that. Get a hobby, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
No, that's true, though, because... when I was just a corporate person before comedy, I had so much free time that it literally made me crazy.
Yeah, it drove you nuts.
It drove me nuts. That's why I was drinking so much.
I was never a corporate person without comedy. I knew.
Really?
Yeah, I started in college.
You started comedy in college?
My first open mic, I was a junior in college in Buffalo.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was chill. It was cool, but it was also like... you know, also, by the way, everybody, me and Kitty, we have no fucking clue who we are. Like,
yeah.
I have no idea who she is.
We barely know each other.
I just got her on because chicks sell. And
yeah,
this episode's already blown the fuck up, so.
Yeah, and we want to be open about that. We want to be honest.
So, you know, you're going to get to know Kitty. I'm going to get to know Kitty. We're all going to get to know Kitty. Kitty, short for Kithrin.
Yes.
Kithrin. Okay. No.
Catherine. Catherine with a C, actually.
Catherine. Wow.
Not to blow up my own social security information.
Yeah,
but
it's like crazy.
It's Catherine with a C, which is like weird.
It'd be weird if you did Kitty with C-I-T-T-Y.
Yeah, that'd be like Chitty.
City. Yeah, Chitty.
Like Chitty, Chitty, Bang, Bang. So like Kitty is, that's always been my like name. No, but I always, when I see the Kith brand, I do think of myself.
Yeah, with like a lisp.
Oh. Yeah, Kith.
Yeah, Kith.
Kith.
Yeah.
Maybe I should become the CEO. The CEO of Kith.
The CEO of Kith.
Just for funsies.
I think it's a good idea, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I always thought. I was like, it's short for Kithrin. I'm just going to call you Kithrin for now on.
Honestly, whatever feels natural to you.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, that's been something that people attached to before is like Kithrin, or I'll get like Kitten.
You've gotten Kithrin before?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm fucking hate myself.
No,
okay.
But people say Kit Kittredge, like the American Girl doll.
Okay.
I'll get Kithrin. I'll get Kitten. That's a one that Kitten. People like. I used to have
like
a friend who called
cute.
Me Kittenfeld.
I'm not calling you Kitten.
I know.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can only sign cards Kitten.
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't know why it just makes sense for me
you
in my brain.
Cards?
Yeah, like, I'll be like, oh, happy birthday, da-da-da, best friend, da-da-da. And I'll be like, XOXO Kitten. I don't know why it's the only thing that feels...
That's your sig.
Yeah.
It's your signature.
Yeah, but everything else is like Kitty, Kit.
It's like when you're signing autos, and we're like, we're famous as fuck, it's going to be XOXO Kitten.
It's going
to
be...
You need to add like a little...
It's going to be the John Hancock,
Paul.
Though, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to be, like, the cool celeb sig.
Yeah, but I think you need, like, your like, signature. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Throw a little paw. A little cat meow.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
A little rare.
Yeah.
At the end.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. You have kind of golden retriever personality, but I could see some cat in you.
Yeah, that's actually really nice of you to say.
I'm a very nice person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not really identify with golden retrievers, but I am very obedient.
Okay.
As a person, which is like a weird thing. Like my friends in college used to call me Ella Enchanted because I would just do whatever they say.
Really?
Like
that's a great nickname.
It's like a sweet, yeah.
Oh, my people call me Kitten and Enchanted and like... gorgeous and like all these things. I'm like, yeah, they call me fucking stupid. That's funny though.
This is Corey.
Yeah.
No,
they call me
college.
Annoying. It's pretty much, you know. I don't know. You know what else is going on right now?
Do you have any nicknames?
Too many, but I guess you know.
Besides piece of shit and worst man alive and.
Yasko is obviously
a normal
one. There are other ones that, you know, would take, you know, it would take like 15 minutes to dissect.
Okay.
So, you know, it would be, it's like a whole thing, you know.
Right.
My friend group were very good with nicknames in the sense of like, it's variations, you know. One thing happens and then, you know, that's the nickname. But then that nickname gets a nickname and then that nickname gets a nickname.
Right.
So like when you say like, oh, this, you know, my friend Jake's nickname is Todd. Which is like three variations of his nickname. Like, how the fuck do you go from Jake to Todd?
That's so true. Boys I hate to be so heteronormative, but boys have such deep layers of nicknames.
Yeah, no, we do.
Within the friend group. And it has like seasons or generations to
it. Yeah, 100%.
You can't be walked through.
Yeah.
You're like, no, this is, there's actually an etymology to male nicknames.
It's definitely, you know, there's definitely a science behind it.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's usually like a truncation of the last name plus something that they did in their past.
It depends.
Or either or.
Like, so I guess I'll use my friend Jake as an example. He kind of looked like the Teddy Graham Bear.
Yeah.
So we called him Teddy, and then it turned into Ted, and then it turned into Todd.
Right.
Yeah.
These are the layers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I had a friend in high school whose name is Eric, but because his arms were longer than his, like he just had a large wingspan, mm-hmm. like when boys grow weirdly in high school.
Yeah.
He had, like, very long arms. And so people just thought that was very SpongeBob-ish. And then that became Tonge for some reason.
Tonge.
Yeah.
So there, we're clearly missing three nicknames there.
Right. Like something happened and then it became Tonge, but it like started at SpongeBob.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely layers to it. You know, there's the science behind it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised they don't teach you that in school, but.
Right.
You
know. This is the American education system. Mm-hmm. We're just failing our children.
Yeah. It's always like some way to kind of put your boys down. But in a, you know.
In a sweet way.
In a sweet little way. And then like, when you're creating the nickname, it's got to be good. It's got to relate somehow, but not too, it can't, you know, oh, he's wearing a red shirt. Let's call him Red Shirt, you know?
Right. That's not.
Yeah. You gotta,
where's the creativity?
Yeah. You got to be, throw some fucking, if you're at your job doing your work, are you even giving your friends nicknames, you know?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true, Corey.
So work less hard at work and give your friends better nicknames. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Keeping them honest.
I know.
Should we get into our thoughts on this week?
Yeah, I mean, well, let's talk about something I kind of want to talk about, and then we can go, well, are you, so, you know, you, Mish, were they even in the March Madness this year?
That's a really good question. I don't think they were.
Yeah. Are you participating in March Madness brackets?
Yeah, I'm actually in one bracket, and to be honest, I think I'm second in my bracket
right now.
No
fucking what?
Yeah.
So mine's kind of busted. Well, everyone's is busted because everyone's winners are out now.
Right, and I was a weird, I just did random.
Yeah, I don't know shit either.
Right.
Like, I was going to, if you weren't in, I have like a little tip that I wanted to share with you, but you are in brackets, so it's good.
Yeah.
But like, you know, for people listening out there, if you're trying to like, you know, have fun, fit in with everybody who's like doing the brackets, whether it's like March Madness brackets or whether it's like, you know, fantasy football or like Super Bowl, everything like that. And you just kind of like want to feel involved and with your friends and like you want, but you don't really know what's going on. You know, I don't know fucking shit about college basketball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know a little bit more than like somebody who knows nothing, but like I also don't really know much. But here's like a tip that I think for people, if you're trying to like do this and join the fun with all your friends, what you do is you spend all the winnings beforehand. So it forces you to study up.
That's a good tip.
Yep.
That's a really fun tip, so like listeners.
If the winner's pot is like $3,000, spend that $3,000.
Spend that money.
Spend that money first. So it forces you. You have no other choice now. You're $3,000 in the hole.
Right.
You have to, you know, study up on
you
what
gotta
we're talking
get moving.
About. Yeah. So that is my personal tip to people.
Yep. Go out there, get a leather jacket.
Yeah.
And make it worth your while.
Yeah. Make it. Yeah. You know, you have to work for it, and it's going to force you to sit down and be like, okay, got to figure out this college basketball
stuff. Yeah. What I like to do is I like to just go by my gut. I like to just, I pick my bracket based off the seeds, like in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just like, who's got the heart? You know what I mean? Where am I sensing the heart this year?
Yeah.
So I chose Gonzaga.
Good one.
Taking the whole thing.
That's a good
and
one.
No one else in my bracket has it.
That's a good. They're still alive.
Right. Because they've got heart.
Yeah,
because
they got heart.
Yeah, that's
you
what I was like,
is?
They've got it.
You know, also, it's the name brands for me that I like to stick with in these tournaments.
It is branding.
It's name brands, you know, like even though some schools, you know, one year or the other, they just don't have a great year and they're ranked pretty low. But if it's like a Kentucky, like I'm still going to take them to go far.
Right.
Because that's what they do. You know, that's what I know them in my head
right.
as going far.
They have a franchise.
Yeah. You know, you just know what you're getting. And UConn also.
Right, Villanova.
UConn, Villanova, even though they're, I think they're out or not even. Yeah. Were they, might have not even been in. I have no idea. Who knows?
But they have like a franchise around it too.
Yeah, it's like a whole, it's branding. It really is branding.
That's what got me to go to Michigan, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, that's what brings everybody to Michigan.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm going there for the school of fucking whatever.
It's the I'm Schmacked video.
Yeah, it's not, dude, that is crazy.
Do people still watch I'm Schmacked?
Not a shot. I don't even think it's still. I don't even think it's still around.
For the listeners, that's how we used to choose colleges.
Yeah, some guy used to go to colleges, and then he used to tape people partying, and then like hot girls be like, I'm Schmacked, and be like, I want to go to Wisconsin now.
Yeah, and the editing was sick.
Yeah,
the editing was sick. They would go around and just take these, I mean, nearly illegal videos of people, because it was like 18-year-old girls probably, and maybe even younger at some points if there were high school people visiting and ended up in the videos. Mm-hmm. But like these really just very attractive partying videos where you're like, I want to do that. I want to be that.
Yeah.
And now I feel like that's just not even really the attractive, like I don't think that's attractive to Gen Z. Is like big drinking partying culture, but I don't know.
See, I don't know either. I mean, I think like, I think, you know what, like when people get older and like the younger generations kind of come up, I think like what's highlighted is like the negative aspects of that. Mm-hmm. I think there's definitely like still people just like the same people as our generation that are just like in their generation, but like they're not loud on social media. And so, I mean, there's definitely, has to be some sort of like videos or like cultures or some stuff where like people are just touring and like they're seeing. Well, it's Barstool too. I mean, like Barstool has like their own little thing, so I'm sure they promote it. But
I guess it was also
I'm
just
Schmacked
like
is huge.
I'm Schmacked was also right before sort of like the darkness of Greek life was coming out, like while we were in school. And now I feel like Gen Z's kind of anti Greek life, whereas for millennials that was like the linchpin of like.
Yeah.
Also, can you say linchpin? That feels like politically incorrect.
Lynch doesn't sound
right. It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't sound cute.
It's not cute. Doesn't feel right. I'll tell you that for two Caucasians. Yeah. But
I've never even heard the term linchpin before.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I just like make it up out of like a fever dream of racism?
Remember, I don't read, so like you might have a wider vocabulary than me.
True. Okay. I think linchpin is a thing, but I'm just deciding right now that I'm not going to say it anymore. It feels wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. No one told me that, but yeah, I think the culture has changed.
Yeah. No, I think it probably
partying
has.
Culture.
Yeah. I don't know though, because like there's got to be same types of people out there.
Well, I guess Alex Earl is in Greek life, too.
Oh, yeah. She's bad. She's bad. That's all I know.
It's a different... I guess I would wonder
where does she go to school?
I think she's Miami.
Miami? Nice.
You Miami. Which is also just like... It's funny that people are very...
Miami's never going to change. It's never... No one's going to fucking protest their way to making Miami not Miami. You know what I mean?
Right.
Miami's there to get fucked up in the sun with super hot people.
They're not hiding who they are, Miami.
Yeah, you can't even do that.
Right. And they've always been, the hottest university in the country.
Mm-hmm. They do, I think, have a good school academically.
Yeah.
But like, who the fuck cares about that, you know?
How would you?
No one's picking Miami for the academics. They're picking Miami because it's sick and they're getting their academics to the level to enjoy the sickness of Miami.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would not have been able to focus.
Not a shot. I didn't even focus in Buffalo.
Also, like, to be honest, I wasn't hot enough in college to be in my bathing suit all the time.
Well, why? Were you fatter?
I was heavier than I am now.
Okay.
I was like 30 pounds heavier.
You would have been like, okay, you would have had to be hot.
Right. Maybe it would have forced me.
Yeah, you would have had it. I would be, if I went to Miami, I'd be fucking Brad Pitt.
But I was trying to be hot. I was still trying to be hot though. But I was just like, when you drink so much.
Well, also like Michigan, Buffalo, everybody gets really ugly from the months of November through March.
Yeah.
Like, everyone gets pale and fat no matter what. Everyone, like, gets a little bit paler. Obviously, they get paler, and they definitely get fatter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once the sun comes back up, it's spring break training. Also, another...
So true.
Yeah, another thing that I might have talked about on here before, if I were voted president, mandatory spring breaks for everybody.
I love that.
and nicotine in vegetables.
Nicotine in vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
So that people eat more of it?
Yeah, I mean, if Michelle Obama actually cared about people's weight and, like, you know, getting people fit, it'd be mandatory spring breaks for everybody.
Yeah.
And it would be nicotine and vegetables.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. They would also be giving out Ozempic.
What is that?
Okay, so Ozempic, if you live under a rock, Corey.
Yeah, I do.
Is the new weight loss drug?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Did you bring?
No.
Oh my God.
So it was originally prescribed for people with diabetes.
Okay.
And then the wealthy caught on and were like, wait a minute, you can just lose weight with yeah, this what? Fucking thing? So all the celebs started just like, nah, Ozempic, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And Mindy Kaling even had an Ozempic party.
No, shut the
I swear
fuck
to God.
Up.
She does a big party.
That's hilarious.
Where they're all just like, and that's why they all look like they just got the buccal fat surgery recently.
Oh,
that's why Kim K is like.
She was at Mindy Kaling's Ozempic party?
Probably.
Oh my God.
I want to see the pics.
Wait, where the fuck do you get this shit?
I don't know. So normal people can use it. And apparently what it does is it like alters
is it over the
hormones.
The counter? Sorry.
No, it's prescribed.
Okay. Fuck.
And it's kind of like, I think there's supply chain shit with it. Like, I don't think it's awesome that all the celebs are doing it because then it keeps from like people.
Diabetics.
Yeah, the diabetics and like the actual obese.
Here's a PSA to diabetics. Get famous. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you
stop
need insulin.
Stop being diabetic and go clout chase on TikTok. Okay?
Right. Clearly.
You're on your Ozempic, you got to work for it. You can't just be given everything.
Right. You need to be posting 6 times a day.
Yeah. 6 times a day. Going into grocery stores, just ruining people's days.
Yeah.
Tape it.
Just tape it.
That's the vibe. We just go in grocery stores and just fuck with people.
That's a really good idea. You mm-hmm. could. This is okay. This is how you get your Ozempic.
Yeah.
If you are diabetic and need it desperately,
be a villain.
You start creating content.
Yeah.
Yes. That is what you do.
Be a villain.
Be a villain.
Sorry.
Look, that's. I don't know how. I guess the weird thing is like, is this going to become the way people lose weight? If they need to in the future.
You're saying, like, if there's no other option.
Right, like, will we just become a society of, like, you don't need to diet anymore because we have this quick fix?
I mean, it's about goddamn time we fucking have our Ozempic.
Yeah.
You know?
I would have killed for Ozempic.
Yeah, killed.
I would have killed for it when I didn't like my body.
Do we know any cons?
Yeah. I mean, the con is that you gain it back immediately after you're done taking it. Yeah. Like,
what if you never stop taking it, though?
So
there's always some shit like that. It's crazy.
Right. I guess we're just at the tip of the iceberg. Like, we'll find out if there's long-term effects. But it just suppresses your appetite in a way so that when you get off of it, you don't actually build the skills. Like, if you're not actually fixing the problem, which is, like, overeating.
Mm-hmm.
And come at me in the comments if you don't like this. But if you don't believe that being overweight is due to overeating, we can have a conversation. But I do believe that is how it happens because I just think Americans, we don't want to admit it. We're like, no, I'm trying everything. And it's like, are you?
Yeah,
are you trying everything?
Yeah,
or did you just sub one protein bar for another?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
And I was guilty of that for sure.
Yeah, I'm fat because I make bad decisions.
You're not fat at all.
Oh, we'll see.
I didn't know if you were fishing, but either way, you're not fat.
No. Got some dad bod. I'm like a professional dad bod.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. But Ozempic, definitely taking that shit.
Yeah.
Is it Ozempic or Ozempic?
Ozempic. I think, but I always kind of say
how did
Long
you find
Island
out about
way.
This?
It's kind of just all over the airwaves right now.
Really?
Because
I like that.
A lot of people were talking about it in the context of like.
So it doesn't actually burn fat.
No, it changes the receptors in your intestines, I believe. It like changes
it's like want food
hormones in yeah.
Okay. Well, it doesn't like there's also other things that there are out right now that do Adderall suppresses.
Yeah.
So like, you know, what's the difference between that? And Adderall, you're a genius.
Right.
Are you a genius on Ozempic?
Right. I would probably go. Yeah, why wouldn't you just kill two birds one stone?
Yeah. Or cigarettes.
Yeah, you could go the old-fashioned way and just start picking up cigs.
That's going to be annoying to edit.
All right.
Now we are back again. We had technical issues, everything that we had was going to blow the fuck up and light on fire. And I also forgot to click record on the camera.
But then you saved us.
But then I saved us.
By realizing we weren't recording.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only like a 2-minute mistake.
Yeah. And everything we said before wasn't even funny. So you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. I want to talk about the Amanda Bynes news.
Okay, yeah.
Amanda Bynes, as people know, was found running around naked on the streets of L.A.
How'd she look?
Probably fantastic. She's a queen.
Yeah.
But, you know, she does look different.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some recent pics.
She looks different. But the thing is, this is what I wanted to talk about. I don't know if you saw my TikTok about this. This is probably going to become a podcast of us just talking about our TikToks and other people's TikToks.
Yeah.
But I feel like we talk about Amanda as like this this has been, but she really was the youngest, most successful female comedian.
Yeah, she was one of the, 100%.
And like to have a your own show that is improv, sketch, and stand up at that age is fucking insane. And I cannot think of another woman who has had that young of fame in comedy.
I agree. And I actually like used to think about this like a lot once I would because I would see videos coming up. I'm like, oh my god, like the Amanda show is actually hilarious.
Yeah,
like, it's I'm assuming she wasn't writing it, but like the fact that like it was very good show. It was like
how
a little Saturday Night Live. Well, it was all that.
Oh yeah, she was all that. But how did she? I guess she was just funny, really young, and her parents put her in whatever Nickelodeon sort
of like
casting,
child acting, and you know, funny and stuff. You know, I mean, that also has a very dark background, those types of shows with Dan Schneider. But
can you tell me about it? Because I actually know nothing about
that. I think
that.
His name's Dan Schneider. I mean, like, he created
Should I look it up?
So many good shows. Like, so it started off with all that. And then you got the with all those people, Keenan, Kel, whatever. And then it turned into the Amanda show. And that's when Drake and Josh blew the fuck up, too. They had their little side show.
People
Drake
forget.
And Josh. Drake and Josh, also a huge hit. Also very funny. And then iCarly.
That was two spinoffs off of all that.
Yeah.
All that was kind of like...
Three.
Follow me on this. All that is kind of like the Mickey Mouse Club of comedy.
Yeah, it really is. Mickey Mouse is a little... It was honestly a little Saturday Night Live for kids. That's like pretty much how I put it.
Yeah, that's also... The dark, yeah, you're right about Dan Schneider. That's his name. Yeah. I'm looking up Dark Side of Dan Schneider.
Oh yeah, he was touchy. He had a feet thing, I think, which is definitely sad because like these shows were fucking bangers.
Okay, so this is a random quote that I'm pulling from a Vanity Fair article. Dan Schneider accused of disgusting, controlling behavior while at Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
A new insider expose details a traumatizing on-set environment with underage actors and concern over sexually suggestive scenes involving a few of the female.
Yeah, so I think Josh Peck speaks out a decent amount on it. And you know who also is like a big, like, protesting all the time about like Nickelodeon? The Zoe 101... You watched
Jamie Lynn? Yeah.
No, not Jamie Lynn. It was she wasn't on the show. I think she left after
Victoria Justice?
No. It was, I think, the girl who took over for Victoria Justice.
Okay, so I don't know if I remember her.
Victoria Justice took over for that girl. I forgot her name. I'll show.
So she was like an early star, a whistleblower who like left.
She might have stayed for a while. It wasn't Quinn either.
Yeah, I was gonna say the fact we both have a very deep knowledge of Zoe 101. I'm realizing.
Yeah, Zoe 101.
That was a fucking
hoot
of a show.
Yeah,
and all the men looked the same. We never talked about it. There were three men cast in that or boys. They were young boys. There were three boys cast. They all just looked like Nick Jonas.
Alexa Nicholas played Nicole.
Oh!
Yep, she is. Oh yeah, here is Nickelodeon didn't protect me. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
God.
Unfortunately,
I wonder what she's
and
up
then this
to.
Guy. Well, the thing is, a lot of these people are like kind of like rehashing their Zoe 101 days. Like I think this guy does it all the time. Zoe's little brother on the show.
Oh he's my always, God, Dustin!
Yeah, always rehashing it. Oh, do you want to know that I think is so funny that I used to see all the time?
Yeah,
not related, but kind of related. Obviously, I follow Zac Efron on Instagram.
Obviously,
like, do you?
I don't, but no.
Do you
I
even
should
like
be.
Dudes?
Honestly, I feel like Zac Efron is the king of my generation. I don't know why I don't follow him on Instagram. To be honest, I'm pretty embarrassed about it.
You're not soaring and you're not flying.
I'm not soaring. I'm not flying. And I'm not breaking free.
Yeah, you're not breaking free.
I'm sorry.
It's really bad.
I'm sorry.
So where I was going with this, I follow Zac Efron on Instagram. What I would always see, always, always, always see, no matter what, every single post he had, the guy who played Zac Efron's dad in High School Musical always commented, "Hey, like, remember when I was your dad on High School Musical?" Blah, blah, blah. Every single post he had to make, like, he had to make sure that, like, you know, people, whatever he was posting had to be related to him being his dad on High School Musical. So it was obviously clout moves. But no matter what, every single post, he would post, like, "Oh my God, like, it was so fun playing your dad on High School Musical." I'm like, this is crazy.
The question I have is, like, does Zach even see that?
Oh, like, he definitely saw it because, like, I feel like he probably told him to, like, "Hey, like, you should probably, like, stop it.
Like, how about you stop? Just, like, how about you just do another acting gig and stop talking about the one?"
Well, obviously, I'm assuming he didn't get any. So that's why. But I would always see that. And I'm like, oh, that's sad. You know?
That is sad.
You know? Always, no matter what. And it kind of made me laugh because I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like,
but it's not a bad legacy to leave.
Yeah.
It's not a bad legacy to be Troy Bolton's dad in High School Musical because they had three great, fantastic films.
Yeah.
One even better than the next. I have a few friends who put, you're not going to believe this, they will rank High School Musical 3 or 2 above the original.
Above the original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, bet on it.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, those were bangers, honestly.
Bangers only.
I remember I wasn't a huge at the moment. I wasn't a big High School Musical fan. I remember like people like when like in fifth grade they like you know start to say, it was kind of like you know it's kind of like, you know they would like come in they'd start singing the songs or whatever.
And, soaring.
Yeah.
Flying.
I know people who used to bring in like the lyrics to the songs and like start reading it and like memorizing it. And I remember one day, like I wasn't into High School Musical, but I remember I brought lyrics to school and it was in my pocket. It was Dem Franchise Boys. Yup, in my white tee. That's what I was bringing.
Those were
in
the lyrics.
Fifth grade, yeah.
I always had the lyrics to Grills.
Grills?
Yeah.
Banger.
Loved that song. I still know the whole thing.
You want to see my what? Your grills.
Were we the only lyrics printing generation?
Probably. I mean, like...
The millennials, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we were a big lyric... It's a very weird... I think we grew up in such a good era. Because it's like half, you know, we kind of get like mixed in with like, we know we're you know, we have our toes dipped in the TikTok generation.
We do.
And we also have like our toes dipped in like the 90s punk era. So like, it's also, and also it's like when rap became pop is our era is huge. I was in fifth grade. I knew every single lyric to Disco Inferno by 50 Cent, which is crazy.
You're so right. I haven't even appreciated.
It's great. I knew in fifth grade. I knew every single lyric to almost every 50 Cent song. And my parents would be like, how the hell, what the fuck do you, why do you, what are you talking about? You know?
Yeah.
Like, just a Jew from Long Island, pampered, obviously. And then that's just kind of like, it became pop. Like, once Into Club by 50 Cent, like, go shawty, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Obviously, banger, I'm going to listen to more of that guy's lyrics. You know, it just happened to be that, you know, 50 Cent's lyrics were about getting shot 7 times.
Right.
And fucking living like a goddamn boss, but like...
But yeah, like, why was I in fourth grade listening to Jesus Walks and feeling like that resonated with me?
Yeah, like, that's kind of like, that's how it happened.
On the iPod Nano my parents bought for me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't check out.
I do have a confession, you know, as a Jew, I kind of betrayed my religion recently. Like, you know, Kanye came on, didn't turn it off.
I'm not going to lie.
Didn't turn it off.
I'm glad we're coming. I'm glad this is a safe space. I'm really glad this is a safe space.
Oh, it's not safe for you. You're not Jewish. But
right.
Go on.
You're right. But I... Guys, don't cancel me, but Ghost Town is such a good song.
It's a great song.
And sometimes I need to listen.
No, it's a great song.
I'm not going to buy Yeezys, you know? I'm not going to support him as a human being, but some of those songs still ring true.
Mm-hmm. No, they're just bangers, and they put me in good moods. Like, look, you know what? He probably lost like $1 billion. I went 4 months without listening to Kanye West. Haven't we all?
Haven't we all suffered enough?
Yeah. Haven't we all suffered enough? is what I'm saying.
Compared to the Holocaust victims.
Yeah, like
It sucks for us that we had to try to not listen to Kanye, but now it's over.
He makes bangers. And look, here's my thought on this. Like, the whole thing was like, he was like, you know, I'm Jewish, like blacks are the real Jews, whatever. Like, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm sure, honestly, probably everybody was black back then. Like, everyone was just dark. You're in the Middle East.
We're in the Fertile Crescent.
Nobody had suntan lotion.
Right.
You're in the Middle East. You're in Egypt.
There's no SPF in Egypt.
Yeah, people are going to be darker skinned. But here's my thing, you know, be Jewish all you want. All I'm saying is, Kanye, go get bar mitzvahed. Convert to being Jew. And obviously invite me to that bar mitzvah because it's going to be a goddamn banger.
Yo.
Do you know the biggest bar mitzvah song of all time? Probably besides like the Earth, Wind, Fire song, Stronger by Kanye West.
And especially in the intro. Like you'd have the bar mitzvah boy like walking, that don't kill me can only make me strong. And he's like, yeah, I just fucking did it.
That also came out 7th grade.
And also, if we remember, that was like Ponda Replay by Rihanna. Beautiful time.
Dude, I would fucking add Kanye's auto-tuned Haftorah to my Spotify playlist tomorrow.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Why didn't he... This is a really good question. Why didn't he lean in harder to Judaism?
Yeah, featured by T-Pain. So like that was my thing. I was like, oh, I'm all up. Kanye, come be a Jew. Come here. Like,
right.
But you just, unfortunately, like, you know, there is steps you need to take to convert to Judy. He just like, I'm Jewish. I'm like, okay, that one would be
then
great.
Then have a bar mitzvah.
It'd be great for the brand. Could do the whole converting thing and then get bar mitzvahed and invite me to that. I think that clears the air completely on it. That's how I personally think.
Okay.
Kanye, get bar mitzvahed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then here's the thing, too, is you know the Kardashians will throw the party because they won't have a party that's not at their standard, right? Mm-hmm. They have a very high standard for a celebration. We all know this because of Stormy's birthday being literally a prom.
Yeah.
So you know that they're going to make it a banger, and this is his foray back in.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to make it so it's a fucking party. The music is going to be on point.
Mm-hmm.
And then here you are celebrating the religion that you... Oh, damn.
And we are back again.
We're back after another little tech issue.
Yeah, we're chock full of tech issues here.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, Kanye West. Yeah, Kanye, come be a Jew, please. You know, you just gotta, you know, get bar mitzvah.
Just have a bar mitzvah.
Yeah. T-Pain will be the cantor and you'll do the Haftorah.
Ooh, okay. I would love a collab.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love a T-Pain collab.
Do you know what a cantor is?
No.
Cantor is like the main singer guy in the temple for Jews.
Oh, that makes sense.
So like you have your rabbi, who's like, you know, the director, pretty much run the whole show. And then you have, like, the rabbi is like the MC.
Yeah.
And the cantor is just like, you know, lead singer.
That's pretty
head
cool.
Head singer, yeah.
The cantor is probably like, yeah, that's kind of the... Do you think the cantor can steal the show from the rabbi ever?
It's different. So like the rabbi will like the rabbi, you know, rabbi does like his little tight five set. Like he'll like, you know, I'm not even joking. He'll like, you know, he'll have like his little like speech about something and normally has a message. But, you know, they throw in their cute little jokes here and there. And, you know, it's funny. It's funny. It makes it go good.
Yeah.
So the rabbi has like his whole speech in English. And then, like, then it goes into prayer. Then the cantor kind of, like, leads the show. The rabbi's still singing, but the cantor is the one, like, he's the vocals.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got all the heart. Mm-hmm. Priests are like that, too.
Yeah, it's like, I've never really been to church.
Ever?
I just assumed my skin will start burning because I'm Jewish.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They ask you if you're Jewish, and then they
kill
you.
Just know. They would know.
Yeah. And then you just get beheaded on the spot. But they also, like, obviously it's not as funny because they're not Jewish, but they just don't have quite the sense of humor. But they try to do...
Yeah, they throw their little... I would say, like, you know, every like, a little speech I have that, like, rabbis give, because, like, I go during the high holidays, so I guess that's when they bring their A game. They'll, like, have some, like, topical jokes or whatever. And they're cute. They hit.
Yeah.
They're cute and they hit. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
This begs the question. Do you think Jewish people are the funniest whites?
Yeah.
I think so. Like, just...
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say yeah there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say Jewish people are the funniest whites, and then maybe Irish?
Irish people are funny.
Yeah.
I think the thing is like, it's different types of funny. Irish is more a little bit wild. Jew, not wild, complainy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's yeah.
Like, you know, we just like look for things to complain about.
Right.
That other people complain about too, but like we're way more loud about it.
That's where Italians and Jewish people have synergy,
mm-hmm.
I think.
I mean, Italians beg to differ, but same people.
Yeah.
Same people. Sorry, Italians.
No, Italians are just Jewish people who don't go to college. That's what I say all the time.
The thing is, it's the same immigrant class. So, like, yeah. You know, they're all, everybody's from fucking Brooklyn. They all grew up together.
Right.
My entire family's from Brooklyn. Every Italian's like from Brooklyn. It's like right. All the same shit. So, like,
we all arrived from Ellis Island. Yeah. And it's just like hopped over to the other island.
Yeah.
And then that's, I think, where things got weird evolutionarily, because we all just got stuck on this one island together. Corey and I are both Long Islanders, mm-hmm. for the listeners at home. And I feel like something happened where we all just became so irritating together.
Yeah, I mean,
in this one island.
100%.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like, it was, you know, I think, where are your parents from?
So my mom was born in the Bronx. My dad was born in Long Island, but like.
Where in Long Island is your dad?
He's from Center Reach.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Center Reach?
It's literally the center of Long Island.
I thought I was kind of the center of Long Island.
Where are you from?
I'm Syosset. Yeah. So, like, I'm on the border of Nassau and Suffolk, and I'm, like, you know, I'm, like, kind of, like, in the middle.
That's the Jewish center of Long Island.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm on the border of Nassau and Suffolk, but...
That's true. I guess but Suffolk is bigger, yeah, so like Suffolk's geographically huge. Yeah, the center, but then like technically you're the center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Center of attention always.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I don't know. My entire family's from Brooklyn. Like entire okay. family's from Brooklyn. And then, you know, I think like all those people that were originally from Brooklyn, they had this like Brooklyn complex. Brooklyn's the best, blah, blah, blah. They all their kids moved to Long Island. So you yeah. have all those vibes combined into one.
So many vibes.
Yeah, great chicken parm. What else? You know, you're gonna be cocky.
Growing up, I literally thought that you were just Catholic or Jewish. Like, I didn't know there were other people. And I also didn't know Jews were a minority.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh, you're either Catholic or Jewish. There's like two buckets.
So you only had white people where you were?
Yeah, there was literally, I graduated with a class of 700, and there were probably...
So a bigger school.
Bigger school.
Me too, yeah.
With actually a lot of Asian people, but not quite as many.
So what did you think they were? Catholic?
Yeah, like they were Christian or Catholic.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was just like...
Probably most, you know...
Yeah.
Probably some true, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was just like very skewed. And then I went to the Midwest and I was like, oh.
Yeah. So like for me, I lived in a mostly Jewish area. And it was like... Well, it was... Again, a larger school, so it wasn't mostly Jewish. It was like 40 Jewish, 40% probably. 30,
okay.
Honestly, 30 to 40, which is a huge, you know, percentage of people for
yeah.
other schools. But it was like Jew, Italian, Irish, I guess if you count that. I feel like that's the same thing as Italian.
Yeah, and it's the same.
Indian, Asian.
Yeah.
Like pretty much, yeah. That was it.
That's it. It was not very diverse, but diverse for, I guess, other
Yeah.
Whites? Like, we were just like the lowbrow whites, but I didn't know.
Did you
know.
Have Indians or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of Indians.
Yeah. It was good times.
Yeah.
It was really good times. Sorry that I brought up, I feel like I went off on that for a while.
Oh, no worries. I mean, we're just talking about Kanye.
Yeah.
And then that was good.
Where did he go?
Kanye?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like.
Is he still MIA?
I think he's dating somebody, probably super hot, I think.
I can't believe he can still find someone to sleep with.
I can. He's rich.
Yeah.
He's really rich.
Money
and
does
And he's
that.
Like a huge designer guy.
Would you date Kanye post?
Would I date Kanye?
Yeah.
I mean, if
you're
he was,
a woman.
If he was a chick.
Yeah.
I mean, would I date Kanye if I was a Jewish girl? And I
right.
I don't know. Like, as a Jew, you got to think money. But as a Jew, you got to think pro-Jew.
But the clout.
I think I could change him.
You would go the change
route? I think I could change him.
Because honestly, you just have to endure maybe a few weeks, and then you have the publicity to sort of fuel the rest of your creative life. Like, Julia Fox kind of just was like, oh no, I just like dated this awful guy for like a hot second, and now she kind of can float on
that. Huge. It's like now we're in the era you know, it's a clout chasing era, but it's only because, like we were saying, one video can change your entire life forever.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It is. It's crazy how attainable that video can be, too.
Yeah. All you have to do is go into a supermarket, see some old, you know, old pathetic sack and ruin his fucking day.
And the question is, though, how do you make it so that if you ever get banned on some platform, let's say you get all of this clout, you have one good video that takes you to the next level.
Yeah.
And then you have all these followers on either Instagram or TikTok. Let's say TikTok for the sake of just like it's easier to get banned on there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get banned. What do you do?
Yeah. I mean,
you're technically bankrupt almost.
The thing is with TikTok that I see, you know, a lot of people, especially like people we know, they'll have a video that blows the fuck up and like, you know, they'll get a lot of TikTok followers from that. But it just sometimes it just doesn't convert. You need to be able to convert it to Instagram followers.
Yeah.
No matter what. It's still king unless like you can convert it to YouTube or anything like that. But, you know, once your TikTok's kind of, you know, Livy Dunn, hers got completely toast. But like everyone, once you have that name brand, you're fine. You know,
yeah.
You're still Livy Dunn. Like you're still that person and you probably still have a lot of Instagram followers. You just have to hope that, you know, your TikTok followers convert over. And like a lot of times it doesn't unless you're somebody huge, which kind of
true.
Sucks.
Isn't that weird how you can be literally so have this micro fame on TikTok and then you go over to that person's Instagram and they're just like
there's nothing. Yeah.
2000, like they're a normal person.
It's kind of it's sad because it's just like, how do you get this? The thing about TikTok, you know, that I say all the time is like, it's a short attention span app. Like the getting followers on TikTok isn't like really anything because like the weird part about social media for me is like you start liking somebody the second you follow that person on social media, you immediately like, I don't like them anymore. They're boring. I'm sick of them.
Right.
How crazy is that? And we are back again. Another tech issue. If you're listening and you have $1 billion, please, you know, support us.
Support the pod.
Buy early, you know? We're low.
We're low.
We're low. We're cheap.
We're cheap.
We're cheap. Come in.
Come in. Invest at the ground level.
Yeah. If you're smart, if you're not, you know, just don't. Yeah. But if you're actually like a genius and you're smart and like, you know.
Right. If you have any sense of intelligence, you're going to invest in this podcast.
You're going to invest one. I'm assuming you already like, subscribed, and shared.
Mm.
And if you didn't do that.
Sharing is caring.
All Days Off Pod. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube Shorts.
Everything
that you could possibly want. Google Podcasts, if you listen there. I don't know who does that, but if you do listen there, you know.
Oh, and we should have live streamed this.
We're gonna start doing that. We'll have a special epi where we'll start doing live streams on TikTok.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun.
I'm gonna start streaming on Pococha. Did I tell you that?
Oh yeah, Kitty is famous in Germany, right?
Yeah, it's actually a Japanese app.
Japanese app, yeah. In Germany?
No, but I think that there's just a lot of European engagement on this app.
Bro, bonjour, motherfucker. Let's go.
Adios, amigos. Ciao, ciao.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Dude, I'm fucking out here.
I'm making that Pococha money now.
Even though we were gonna wrap up, like, you know what I was thinking the other day?
Yeah.
I was just like, I need to learn Spanish and just start doing sets in Spanish. Because that's a huge market and people blow up that way. And I think it would be so funny if I'm just like this Spanish speaking comic and like, oh, he's Spanish. Like, where's he from? Like, oh, he's just Long Island.
He just does it for the people.
Yeah, he's just Jew in Long Island. Oh, where are his parents from? Brooklyn.
He just wanted to reach a wider audience.
Yeah.
He just wanted to be more inclusive.
I think it would be so funny if I just learned my entire set in Spanish.
That would actually be really funny.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could do it in Italian, except I don't really know Italian. I took it in high school and then in college. So I thought I was done with Italian. And then, like, my last semester senior year, there were, like, the credits didn't come through. Like, high school credits that I thought would transfer, because, like, from AP and stuff, didn't come through. So after, like, literally 4 years of not speaking the language, I yeeted Italian the last semester, changed my whole phone to Italian. completely just dove in, started thinking in Italian because I just like immersed myself so heavily.
Wow.
But now it's gone again.
You don't know anything?
No.
Spanish, like I would need a little refresher. You know, I was like spring break Spanish. I knew.
Okay.
I knew that, you know, the here's, there's, the baños.
The spring break classics.
Yeah. So all you really need to know is tequila and el baño.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, isn't that life too?
Yeah.
It's all you need.
Tequila
and a bathroom.
And a bathroom. And that's how we'll wrap this one up today. Thank you guys so much for listening. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, All Days Off. Check us out. We're here. I'm back. Alex isn't. Kitty's here. Everything's good.
Season 3.
Season 3. Let's go. Thank you guys.
Thanks, y'all.